This is an important discussion, right, which we hope to get into. The South African Muslim Network, SAMNET, is gearing up to equip volunteers with the tools and tactics needed to combat Israeli or Zionist propaganda on social media. Remember, it may not necessarily come out of the state of Israel, right? Zionist propaganda can come out of Russia, it can come out of South Africa, for that matter, as has been observed before, Argentina, you name it. Dr. Faisal Suleiman, SAMNET's chairperson, joins us to tell us more about the upcoming training program to empower individuals to effectively utilize platforms like Twitter and Facebook, etc., to counter, or Twitter as what is currently known as X, to counter misinformation and highlight human rights abuses in Palestine and beyond. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Dr. Faisal Suleiman.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana, and jazakallah for the opportunity.
And shukran, Dr. Faisal, for joining us. Dr. Faisal, SAMNET, of course, has embarked on this campaign before, the social media training program. I mean, what's the reasoning behind it? What is the inspiration behind it that has driven SAMNET and other, you know, volunteers to reach out to the, you know, in regards to this important training to equip people with this important skill of combating negative media?
Imana, as we all know, you know, in your last discussion, I just got the tail end of it, but it went down to narrative. Then it went down to influencing the dominant thinking, whether it's in media, within politicians, within NGOs, churches, etc. And what we've noticed, as you say, we've done this before. Clearly, the scale has to increase. But what we noticed is that on a lot of internal Muslim WhatsApp groups, whether it's family groups, normal chat groups, social groups, etc., and even those with a lot of Palestinian activists on them, or pro-Palestinian activists, is this frustration and this this repeated posting of some of the horrific things we are seeing happen in Gaza or even in occupied West Bank, etc., and a sense of frustration. But nothing of it. You're posting on internal WhatsApp groups. Alhamdulillah, it's preaching to the highly, highly converted. And it's almost with a sense of despair and desperation. And we're saying to people, why not transfer that time and energy into placing some of those videos and, you know, proper quotations, etc., in the fora where non-Muslims, the church leaders, people who, you know, are on the border. Look, the Arts Zionists, your Rabbi Goldstein from Zionist Federation and from Sedge Board, etc. Those know right from wrong, but they are like Farvut or like Hitler on a mission. Like the other Zionists, it's not as if Netanyahu doesn't know bombing children and hospitals is against international law and it's inhumane. Of course, they know it, but their aims are much bigger. Their whatever nefarious agendas are something else. But so we're saying that, and a lot of the times people don't know what to say. So we're saying even if it's an hour a day, a half an hour a day, and it can be absolutely anybody. Maybe we give the matriculants a break and the university students in exams a break, but any other time, all of this internal WhatsApp group postings and all this deadline, it's not achieving anything. Alhamdulillah, you have to educate. But we all know this already. People are already seeing it, and they're seeing it multiple times on WhatsApp groups. Take this energy. If you... one is the narrative. Two is expanding the monitoring of what we are doing. So let me give you some simple examples. You know, when I used to be on the SABC religious board, we once had a complaint. I'm talking maybe 15 years ago, maybe longer. The designer, I think it was Sedge Board, had complained that on a radio drama on Lotus FM, which is, of course, an Indian music station. I'm talking more than 15 years ago. On a radio drama, not dissimilar to the radio dramas that Radio Islam has. They were not happy with the content of one of those talks in the radio drama because they felt it was anti-Semitic or it was portraying Jewish people in a negative light. Now, they had to have been monitoring Lotus FM to have picked it up 15, 18 years ago. Now, you can see the extent. I mean, we have a radio station, Radio Chai, somewhere in Johannesburg, the Jewish radio station. We have no clue what they're saying about Islam, about Muslims, about Palestine, about Islamophobia, what maybe their shows are inciting violence. We don't know. But you need a volunteer to be able to sit down and say, I'm a housewife, house executive, whatever. I'm cooking from, I'm just using an example, I'm cooking from 10 to 11 in the kitchen every day. My activism is going to be to listen to Radio Chai for 1 hour a day. And when I listen to something that I think is wrong or Islamophobic or anti-Palestinian or just incitement violence, I'm now going to go to Samnet's website, the WhatsApp number, and I'm going to WhatsApp Samnet that I was listening to Chai FM on, you know, Tuesday the 5th, 16th of April at 10 o'clock, and this is what they said on the news. Our job then is to take this further. Similarly, if you're a person who reads Sports Illustrated and you're flipping through it and you see this, and we see it, we know this in the U magazines and the Heeskhanoot and the whatever. We need to be monitoring and then being able to react. That's the one part. The second one is we'd be able to tell you, let me give you a very good example. You've had Leighton McKenzie, leader of the Patriotic Alliance, says, my Bible says I must support Israel no matter what, and I'm a firm Zionist, firm supporting Israel. We need 1,000 to radio, to Gaten McKenzie to go out and say, hold on, here's a quote from the Bible. Here's what the patriarch, bishop of Jerusalem is saying about Zionism, about the churches being destroyed in Gaza. How does that tie in with your faith or with your support of Israel? Now, one tweet is one thing. When Gaten gets 10,000 tweets, because we have volunteers who can then even tell their friends, listen, send this tweet to Gaten. I'm using an example. I want to give you another very permanent and relevant example, if we have the time.
Go ahead.
As we all know, a few days ago on Eid Day in Palestine, the Israelis massacred with a rocket strike the political leader of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, his three sons and grandchildren. Times Live sent an article the next day, right, where Israeli strike kills the children, Hamas leader's son. But the photo they had next week was that of Ismail Haniyeh at a political rally in full cry. You know, almost like to give people an example who haven't seen it, it's like taking a photo of a politician or Mr. Malema in a full cry, you know, with his hands pumping in the air, and sort of Amandla or whatever. That picture was in total out of context to the story. But why was it like that? Not by mistake. It was designed not to invoke empathy and sympathy for Hamas or Ismail Haniyeh, but to almost portray the picture. So the story says Ismail, Israel, killed his children. Shows an aggressive man. And it's almost to say in the subconscious of the reader, hey, look at him, look at his face. He looks like a terrorist. Not, and I'm sure there are 1,000 pictures of a more subdued Ismail Haniyeh sitting on a table or a desk or something like that that would be in keeping with the story. That was not by accident. That was by design. Now, we needed 5,000 tweets to go to Times Live to say to the press ombudsman, this is nonsense. This is how we tackle not only the narrative on Gaza, on what you spoke about on Israel, but get our influence. I mean, we know there are, at the moment, we would love people at the moment to be tweeting the Department of Health to say, what is wrong with headscarves? Did you want to ban headscarves for nurses on duty? What is wrong with the Department of Basic Education that you want to force soft porn down grades 7, 8, and 9 year olds with this transgender agenda? We need thousands of tweets to be going to the Minister of the Basic Education to say, this is unacceptable. I'm not going to vote for you if this is what you're forcing down our throats. That is the power that I'm talking about harnessing. And we can do it. You can be of any age. Like you said, it can be on Twitter, it can be social media. If you're a man who's reading the newspaper every day or a woman, just look at it and you see something you don't like, report it to us. We, inshallah, can take it to the sports magazine, apply to your, if you're reading Vogue, what we let anything go that we can respond to and that we can pick up. But we need the help of, we don't have the billions that designers are throwing at Hasbara, at the propaganda machinery. They got paid people to do this. Clearly, inshallah, one day we'll have the money to pay people to sit and do this. But until then, we need volunteers. And we will help train you how to do this.
Dr. Faisal, we have a few minutes before the Maghrib Azan. How does one get involved in this program itself with SAMNET? Is there a particular on-site training? Is it online? Talk to us about the method, Dr. Faisal.
So we do both. We have an office in Sparks Road in Durban, where we will be doing face-to-face training, inshallah, once we have enough volunteers. Today, we can do it via Zoom. We can do it, you know, via Teams or whatever. So as long as we have a group of people who are interested, you know, once we do this, we can then put you on a you know, VC group to say, okay, today we'd like you to tweet Times Live and say this picture, whatever. Tomorrow we'd like you to tweet whatever. And you can tweet it, and it will be nothing, you know, with explicit. It's all, you know, the best tweets are the ones that don't have to scream and shout. They make the point in a calm fashion. They're not tweets that are going to get you into trouble and suddenly get you stopped at an airport because you tweeted something that incites violence. We long in this game. We know how to do this properly. You know, so to answer your question, Morana, on-site, online, Zoom, SEMNET website will give you all the details how to get hold of us, whether it's info@semnet.co.za. There's WhatsApp numbers there that you can WhatsApp. And we'd like to put people, and as I say, it can be a home executive, a person who's retired sitting at home, someone, you know, a student who wants to half an hour a day tweet with his friends. It's a matter of organizing this so that we make, you know, the multiplier effect, as we can say, and get this. Even Twitter storms in some case, where thousands of tweets, and we get people from across the world to join us to tackle something.
Dr. Faisal Suleiman, Jazakumullah Khairan for joining us on Radio Islam International with that update and with that discussion. And inshallah, many will take advantage of this program itself and be an important part of this discussion and altering or correcting the narrative. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for the opportunity.
The chairperson of the South African Muslim Network, or SAMNET, Dr. Faisal Suleiman.